This is Mornings with Kale in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
Well, Aaron Rodgers in a little bit of hot water as the Green Bay Packers quarterback came under pressure just recently as, he revealed that he did test positive for COVID-19. He was back in the saddle yesterday, by the way, revealing that he has avoided getting vaccinated against it. Well, you know, he's been a large part of State Farm ads for quite some time. But just last Sunday, he was featured in just 1.5%, according to a piece out of NBC News, of those nearly 400 commercials for State Farm that aired on Sunday. Now, State Farm praised Rodgers as a great ambassador for a company for much of the past decade, but it also attempted to distance itself from his rather controversial views on the efficacy of COVID-19 vaccines. Joined this morning by Brian Cross, a branding expert, a founding partner of Elasticity. This is a full-service marketing agency that handles public relations and branding for clients from coast to coast. He's also the co-author of the new book, F Your Formula, Why Following Rules is the Worst Marketing Decision You'll Ever Make. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So, yeah, Aaron finds himself in a bit of a pickle now, doesn't he?
Well, you know, it's interesting. We don't know. It's to be determined. We have watched State Farm, as you mentioned, go down to just, four or five ads out of a total of 400. So that would show that. But there's no distancing in terms of money or anything like that. And most of his other sponsors, say for the hand, one or two that are healthcare related, all have basically remained silent and are sort of in a wait and see pattern.
Which I find refreshing, to be honest with you, in these days of cancel culture, that apparently he is not a latter-day kryptonite.
No. Well, and what he's done, if you think about other celebrities, sports or otherwise, they get canceled very quickly when sponsors pull out. Obviously the internet culture can cancel for anything, but sponsors, when they pull out, it usually is something pretty egregious, a drug or alcohol charge or a DUI, something of that nature that everybody universally can say that's wrong. And I think what's interesting here is, in this world of 50% think it's one way and 50% think it's the complete opposite, no matter what you say, no matter what you don't say. And I think that these sponsors are saying, okay, well, it's his choice to get vaccinated or not. And if we make a really strong case as to, dropping him for not taking the vaccine, is that going to mean half the country is going to be mad at us and not buy our product? So I think that everyone's kind of waiting. And quite honestly, and this is one of the things with sports celebrities, I think they're waiting to see if he wins. Because if he's winning.
It all comes down to the almighty dollar, doesn't it now?
It really, really does. I mean, that's the business of sponsorship, right? You try to grab somebody's personality and help you sell more. So, yes, it all comes down to that dollar.
Now, Travis Scott has quite a different branding problem these days. Tragically, that news just breaking about that 9-year-old who died after that AstroWorld Festival crush. He depends a lot on the merchandising sold, particularly at his shows. And it seems as though some of the tweets put out by not only Travis Scott, but by baby mama Kardashian, sorry, I can't remember her first name, were rather tone deaf, not reading the room. After this event, this horrific mass casualty event at AstroWorld, seems to me he doesn't have really a public relations problem. No, he's transcended that into crisis management at this point. But what say you?
I think that you're talking a completely different issue now. So whereas Aaron Rodgers is a choice, you know, we have the Travis Scott where people were injured, people were killed. And when you start getting into the details, you're starting to see people weren't being carded to buy alcohol. Bags weren't being checked when they came in through security. There's been rumors of spiking, which is, you know, the needle with the drugs. And there's a lot more things going on here. And even though Travis Scott himself, you know, certainly wasn't there saying, you know, hey, don't check bags. Hey, don't card anybody. I mean, that you can't bring it all the way down to there. He shares responsibility, especially in the past, given how he incites and whips up his crowd into hype and you know, and things like that. So, and unlike State Farm, you know, people aren't going to just, you know, people are going to buy State Farm if they're the cheapest, you know, car insurance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just seeing their favorite celebrity just might think of them, remind them to make the call. Travis Scott can be canceled a lot quicker. People can stop downloading the music. People can stop, you know, paying $500 over what they paid for the shirt at the concert for merchandise. So I think that there's a lot more direct correlation between people's feelings of what happened and the direct financial hit to Travis Scott himself.
713 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. Brian Cross is a branding expert, the founding partner of Elasticity, a full-service marketing agency. He's also co-author of the new book, F Your Formula. Well, that certainly gets your attention there, Brian. Why following rules is the worst marketing decision you'll ever make. And as businesses, particularly small businesses, have been so hard hit by the ever revolving door of COVID-19 related lockdowns and guidelines and masking and being put into that unfortunate position, as we have seen across the state and many others, of being the mask police in their own businesses. It seems to me as we're all struggling to come out of this pandemic, but particularly small business owners, they need to refashion their message, perhaps recreate their branding in a way to not only maintain their client base, but indeed continue to grow it. Enter F Your Formula. What do you recommend to small business owners?
Well, you mentioned branding and messaging, but sometimes it's even operational. And so when we're working with those types of clients, we're really getting down and trying to be creative. And, you know, this is a really small story, but it shows just what businesses have had to do here. But a friend of mine had a sandwich shop. And when COVID first hit, everybody had to shut down. Nobody could come in anywhere except grocery stores. And so what he did was he went to IKEA and bought a few shelves, and all of the food that he had in the back that he was using to prep sandwiches with, he put on the shelves in the front of the shop, called himself a grocery store so that people could come in and keep shopping. And so that's a small change, but it shows the creativity and going, okay, sure. I have this new environment. What can I do? And you saw most, you know, if we stay in the restaurant vein, right, you saw a lot of restaurants, you know, moving towards carry out and changing their operations to make sure that people could still get the food. You know, and then you could have, you know, additional help, you know, whether that be, you know, a lot of people rallying around local, you know, companies, or even, you know, this new rule. It's kind of gone quiet, and most people may not know this, but in 2021 and 2022, businesses can fully write off lunches and dinners and client entertainment expenses at 100%, where they were only able to do it 50% in order to get, you know, people to spike activity at these local places. So I think that there's creativity abounds to get them to go out there and change that up. And then, you know, back to the messaging and the branding. You know, there's certainly not a bad time to really play up on that support local time than now.
Definitely. Yeah, you make an outstanding point, because small businesses, not only throughout the state of Colorado, but indeed across the nation, certainly the driver of a thriving economy. Hey, Brian, tell us a little bit about your book, F Your Formula, Why Following Rules is the Worst Marketing Decision You'll Ever Make.
Well, I appreciate that. It's really simple. We're in an age where people are afraid to take risks. They're afraid to take chances. And so if marketing is all about standing out, about differentiating yourself from other people in your industry, well, then if you're going to follow all of those best practices and you're going to follow what all the gurus out there tell you to do, well, if everyone's doing the same thing, you're not standing out. And therefore, and being as careful as you can to not lose your job by doing what all the research and all the data tells you to do, you may actually be making the absolute worst decision you could. Instead of trying to be creative, get out there and take a risk and do something that actually differentiates yourself from your competitors.
My husband, a small business owner, and your book's name certainly caught his eye. So I know I'll be coming after a copy of that book for him. But where can we find your book?
It's on Amazon, or you can go to our website, which is goelastic.com/yourformula.
Brian Cross, branding expert, co-author of the new book, F Your Formula, Why Following Rules is the Worst Marketing Decision You'll Ever Make. Thank you so much for your time, your insights, and your perspective. Certainly appreciate you.
Appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much.
Take good care. 718 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA. This time check sponsored by the Candlelight Dinner Playhouse, where the sound of music takes center stage November 26th. For tickets and show information, visit ColoradoCandlelight.com. Candlelight Dinner Playhouse in Johnstown, Broadway in your backyard.
Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NoCo Now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, just to keep you up to speed on that ever-revolving mandate of COVID-19-related guidelines and restrictions, the state is now requiring vaccine proof at certain indoor events in six Colorado counties. This just came down yesterday. 725 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Reading from a piece out of Channel 9 by Angela Case and Steve Stager, those COVID-19 vaccines will now be required at indoor, unseated events with more than 500 people in certain Colorado counties. As mentioned, this was put into effect. Well, it actually goes into effect on Friday. It was announced by the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment just yesterday. So an amended public health order requires that everyone be vaccinated at, once again, those indoor unseated events with more than 500 people in Arapahoe, Adams, Boulder, and Jefferson counties, as well as the city and county of Denver and the city and county of Broomfield. The amended public health order takes effect, as mentioned, on Friday. It will be effective through December 31st. It applies to everyone age 12 and older. Now, the public health order allows venues to accept negative COVID-19 tests as an option until December 1st. After that, however, the venues will need to require proof of full vaccination, which begs the question, well, CDC was talking about the fact that, you know, with this availability of boosters. Oh, and by the way, if you're interested in getting that COVID-19 booster in Northern Colorado, I have a pretty complete list of where you can do just that. But the CDC saying, well, with all these boosters out there, and so many of you have asked this question, you've got your little COVID-19 vaccination card, maybe you've taken a picture picture of it. It's on your phone, so that, you know, in case you need to come up with it, you can do so with very little inconvenience on your part. But with the availability of boosters, will that change the definition of being fully vaccinated? Well, unfortunately, as with so many things COVID-19 related, that could be subject to change. We just don't have the answer to that yet. By the way, this new order that went into effect as the states requiring vaccines at indoor unseated events with more than 500 people in six Colorado counties, this order does not apply to houses of worship. Now, it was last Wednesday you had Governor Jared Polis announcing the state would be implementing a series of steps, including, quote, making indoor events safer, close quote, as Colorado's hospital capacity hits an all-time low. Polis actually cited Denver's Ball Arena as an example of increasing the safety of indoor events. Event goers at that venue who aren't fully vaccinated have to show proof of a negative COVID test within 72 hours prior to the event they're attending. Also, anyone over 2 years of age must wear a mask at all times, regardless of vaccination status. Polis saying on Wednesday, we can't afford super spreader events, adding that the state was working with cities and venues to expand indoor safety protocols. Why all the emphasis on indoor? Well, if you happen to watch that abomination of the Broncos game yesterday, you notice that, well, there were a whole bunch of folks during that game, as we all were as well. But as an outdoor venue, Empower Field at Mile High has not implemented a vaccine mandate and only kindly, respectfully asked fans to wear masks during the game. Well, if you were watching the game, you probably noticed that very few people were complying with that request and wearing a mask. 7:30 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Well, the market is indeed starting the week much higher, and what we need to be on the lookout for this week when Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Loveland, weighs in just a few.
Join Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick for Clark and the Coach. Weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
At 7:34, Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth Loveland Inn. And, okay, good news, perhaps. Well, a little trepidatious news as the market is starting the week higher. But we need to keep our eyes on the prize, perhaps, this week.
Yeah, there's a lot of no shortage, let's say, of market-moving news coming out this week. Get to that in just a second. First, quick look backwards. Last Friday, Dow gained 100 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ were both up 0.2%, but all three major averages still closed lower for the week. The S&P broke a five-week winning streak. Now, realize... going into this week, before the open this morning, the Dow was 1.3% from its record high, the S&P 1.2% from its record high, and the NASDAQ 0.8% from its record high. So this morning, the Dow was up 87 points. That's a quarter of a percent, 36,187. The S&P up 8 points at 4,691. The NASDAQ up 29 points at 15,890. Both of those less than a quarter of a percent. Yield on the 10-year Treasury is 1.58%. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, $79.71, down $1.08. Now, the U.S. benchmark, West Texas Intermediate crude oil, has been holding well above $80 a barrel. We've got market comments this morning from Allianz analyst Mohamed Alarian saying $100 oil is not going to happen. Hmm. Not going to happen. British Petroleum CEO Bernard Looney says it may not be popular to say that oil and gas are going to remain players in the energy system for decades to come, but that is the reality. So oil prices inching down a little bit this morning. Bitcoin, $65,188. That's up 1.5%. Now, what's to come this week? Latest numbers on retail sales. That's tomorrow. We'll have it for you right here. Wednesday, new home construction and building permits. Third quarter earnings reports from Walmart, Home Depot, Target, and Lowe's. And perhaps this is the one to watch out for. President Biden could decide and announce this week on who will be the Fed chairman for the next 4 years. He has had interviews just in the latest week with both candidates. The choice is in between the current chairman, Republican Jerome Powell, and Democrat and Fed governor since 2014, Lael Brainard. The two have similar opinions on Fed policy. There are some areas where they differ slightly, but pretty much they think along the same lines. Powell is a Republican, Brainard is a Democrat.
Which means all the difference today. I was going to ask you if you're a betting man, you're going to place your bet on this one. I can't help but think he'd go with the Democrat.
I it's 51-49 with me, but I'd say the same thing.
Yeah.
So we'll see. Then also there'll be all kinds of speculation, and I'll capsulize it and tell you what people are saying about, what effect that could have on the markets. But realize that both people are pretty much aligned on what they say. In fact, there have been several areas where she has been more conservative than Powell on the Fed action moving ahead in the post-pandemic period.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, wanted to ask you, I'd come across this piece, I'm sorry, I'm kind of just springing it on you out of left field here, about the 4% retirement rule.
Yeah, right.
Wanted to see if you saw that piece saying the 4% retirement rule is in doubt. Will your nest egg last? Okay, what is the 4% retirement rule? Well, Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth.
It was a marketing tool.
Oh, it's a marketing tool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a marketing tool. Somebody created that saying, and I think it wasn't Fidelity that was using it, but don't go by that. They said you can take 4%
right.
of your earnings in retirement to live on for income.
Spending no right. more than 4% of your savings in the first year of retirement and adjusting that amount annually, according to the Wall Street Journal piece, to keep pace with inflation.
Yeah, and when you say 4% of your savings, that assumes that your savings are growing at more than 4%. So I say I grow a little bit more conservative, say 4% taking earnings. But, it's so broad. Listen, you need to do your own retirement plan, and you need to make that determination for yourself. And why does that number vary? It depends what you're invested in.
Right.
It depends how solid. You could have 4% of your savings, more than 4%, coming in earnings that are annuities that are guaranteed by the insurance company that issues the annuity to pay you for the rest of your life right there. So do you have that? Do you not have that? And I'm not recommending that. Once again, it has to be an individual recommendation based on you. And so that's why I say that was a marketing tool. Right. And so what they're saying is, oh, no, now because of, what's going on here, it needs to go down to 3.3%.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got to love it. But I think what you're doing right here is underscoring the point that your retirement years are your own. Just can't buy into these formulas. I believe this 4% one popped up back in the 90s, right?
Yeah. It's been around a long time.
It has. And if you want your retirement to be everything you want it to be, you need to take a personalized approach to that retirement plan. And that means don't go it alone. Give Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth in Loveland, a call. And it all starts with your questions.
It does. You know, I've always said, you know, the odds are, and again, this depends on you as well, is you don't cut your own hair and you don't do your own taxes. Why? Because it may not come out as too well.
As planned.
Yeah. And so why would you think that you have all the tools and all the experience necessary to build a retirement plan to ensure your quality of life for the rest of your life? Maybe you do, but why not have it checked by the pro? Have the haircut checked by the pro. In fact, don't take a haircut with regard to this. And I'm happy to answer.
I see what you did there.
Any question you want to ask. I love questions. So shoot them to me at our Loveland office, Presidential Wealth, 970-776-7500. 776-7500.
Not a fan of the Flobie now, are you? Keith Weinman, Presidential Wealth, Loveland. Thanks so much. 7:42 now. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA.
For the latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies, listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. The latest on the Broncos, the Nuggets, and the Rockies. Listen to The Hull Show, weekdays at noon on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, as the Centennial State facing down its latest COVID-19 surge, you have Governor Jared Polis recently expanding eligibility for COVID-19 booster shots. But the question is, where can you get them? 7:51 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1, 1310, KFKA, Mornings with Gail via the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Now, per an executive order working for MPs by Aaron Udell out of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan, this executive order dated Wednesday, Polis declared the whole of Colorado at high risk for exposure and transmission of COVID-19, citing an estimate that 1 in 60 seven of us is infected with the illness. That distinction officially puts Coloradans in line with the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's guidelines, which allows adults 18 years and older to get those COVID-19 booster shots if they are living or working in high-risk settings. This according to the state's chief medical officer, Dr. Eric France. Now, he first argued this point in a November 8th letter urging Coloradans to get booster shots. Now, to qualify, you must have also received your second dose of the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna vaccine at least 6 months ago, or gotten your single J&J vaccine dose at least 2 months ago. Now, while Polis, in making this executive order, assured us that vaccine providers are aware of this order, well, he did field some questions on Friday about many having trouble setting up those booster shots. Polis said he hopes to correct instances of confusion around booster shot eligibility over the next few days. So I've got a list of several outlets in which you can get that COVID-19 booster shot to include Walgreens, King Supers, and Walmart pharmacies. Taking a look in Larimer County, for example, CVS Pharmacy, this at 105 West Troutman Parkway and 2936 Council Tree Avenue, requiring appointments if you're looking to get a Pfizer-BioNTech BioNTech or Moderna COVID-19 booster shot. And you should probably jump online to check out availability at your local CVS pharmacy. All you have to do is visit the CVS website. CVS, by the way, does not currently offer the J&J vaccine. Good Day Pharmacy in Fort Collins offering booster shots of the Moderna and J&J COVID-19 vaccines. This ad at South LeMay Avenue location. And again, if you want to check into a Good Day Pharmacy that is closer perhaps to you, all you have to do is jump online and visit gooddaypharmacy.com. Safeway pharmacies are offering COVID-19 booster shots of both the Pfizer, BioNTech, and the Moderna vaccines. And again, you need to check on your local Safeway to make sure that they are available. All you have to do is jump online. Once again, visit safeway.com/vaccination. Then there's UC Health Medical Center of the Rockies Vaccine Clinic. This is at 2500 Rocky Mountain Avenue in Loveland. Pfizer, BioNTech, Moderna vaccine booster doses are available once again by appointment only. This at UC Health's Medical Center of the Rockies Vaccine Clinic. And appointments can be made at UC Health through its patient portal. This is My Health Connection, though you don't have to be a UC Health patient to create a My Health Connection profile. Pfizer and Moderna booster shots will be available through UC Health for patients who have received the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or the AstraZeneca vaccine as well. So all you have to do, and it's kind of a complicated website, my apologies for that, but all you have to do is jump online and visit uchealth.org/access My Health Connection to either log in or sign up. Again, that is uchealth.org/access-my-health-connection. Could we make it any more confusing? But that's what you need to do if you would like to access UC Health through their patient portal. And of course, as we have more information available about where you can get that COVID-19 booster shot, we'll be more than happy to pass that along. Closing in on 7:57 now, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 1310 KFKA.
The Good Afternoon Guy with Brian Gary. Weekday afternoons at 3 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Everything you need to know about Northern Colorado is on NOCO now. Weekdays at 9 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, the conversations will continue between parties in a dispute over NISP, the Northern Integrated Supply Project, saying they're willing to sit down and talk about it, including exploring an option where NISP is grandfathered in as regulations against developments of its scope are being written. We're going to check in with Jeff Stala, Public Information Officer, Northern Water, get his take on this when he joins us at 8:05. 1310 KFKA, Greeley, Loveland, Longmont, it's 8 o'clock.